Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
And again, welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Andy Nemchek joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you hosted your annual Invitational there on Friday and Saturday. A good weekend for the squad. You actually had a couple guys finish in second place. Brendan Walker seeing his first action of the year, finished second at 195, and Braden Burks was second at 220 pounds for you. Some other medalists as well, but those were the main highlights. As you look at the weekend, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled at your home tournament?
Well, the tournament was exceptionally tough, I thought, this year, and maybe even tougher than... It's always a tough tournament, but I really thought that there was some weight classes were, you know, loaded six, seven, eight kids deep. And, you know, our kids wrestled well. I was, before the tournament started, I didn't know that we could medal five kids. I wasn't sure that we could do that. And as you said, we had two kids that made the finals and both lost tough matches in the finals. Brennan Walker lost a tough overtime match in the finals to the Plainville boy. Walker, this is Walker's first competition of the season. He has been out with a football injury ever since the championship game in November, and so this was his first time on the mat, and did an outstanding job making the finals and losing a tight, tough match in the finals. Braden Burks also was a runner-up and wrestled a great tournament, and just got edged out also in the championship match. We had three other medalists. Cole Nielsen was a medalist at 106 pounds. He was sixth. Caden Anderson placed sixth at 152 pounds, and Tate Cadle was sixth at 170 pounds. So overall, our kids, you know, I thought our kids wrestled well. We just had trouble. We had trouble finding a way to win in those medal matches, and had trouble winning the big match against the tough kid, and that's just something that we've got 3 weeks left till the state tournament, and we just got to keep getting better and trying to find ways to win those big matches.
And we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up this week for Trojan Wrestling on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Andy Nemchek still with us, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you have a couple events this week. You're at Ellsworth in a duel on Thursday and then Friday at the Hoisington Tournament with your varsity and JV. First, Ellsworth, what do they bring to the table this year in that duel coming up on Thursday?
Well, it would be nice to have a duel match again. We had four or five duels before Christmas, and we haven't had a duel since right before the Christmas break, so it'll be nice to step on the mat and go in a dual match format. And Ellsworth has 8 or 10 kids on their team, and I hope that we can match up and get some wrestling in there. Friday we travel to Hoisington for a round robin type tournament, and it's a situation where we're able to bring our whole team to the tournament, and everyone gets plugged into a round robin type bracket. So the great thing about those kinds of tournaments is that everyone gets plenty of matches. Most of our kids will get 4 and 5 matches, and it's a good tournament for us. It's a little bit lower level than the Beloit Invite, and at this point our kids need to take it down a notch for a week, and we're still going to see great competition there, but it's not going to be as fierce as the Invite was. So looking forward to it, and looking forward to our kids doing well and coming away from there, holding their heads high.
You know, you talk about that Hoisington tournament being a varsity and JV tournament. I mean, how important are tournaments like that where you can take everybody at the same place? I know sometimes you have varsity and then JV at a different place, but have them all right there for even just for the development and camaraderie of your team.
Yeah, exactly right. It's the camaraderie of the team, and everybody's working together as a team and getting matches, and the JV kids are seeing good competition, and they're wrestling against good competition, but they're also finding kids that are their own ability. So they go up against some kids that they can't beat, but they always seem to find kids that they can. So yeah, it's a great tournament, and I really like that format.
Andy Nemchak, coach of the Blue Trojan wrestling team, here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck in your competitions this week.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com. The Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every Tuesday by Midway Co-op.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 on our Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, again, you have wrestling for you right now, Chris Heiss, and he went up to Thayer Central Invite on Friday at 170 pounds and got a third-place finish for you there. Just as you look at overall, what were some of the things that stood out, and how do you feel about the way Chris wrestled there on Friday?
Chris wrestled amazing this weekend. I wish we could have that one match back. He lost 2-1 there to the guy that won the tournament, and I wish we could have got that takedown there at the end, but he's a really good kid, and he really controlled Chris. But Chris wrestled great this weekend. He did a lot of things that we've been working on the last couple weeks, and he's starting to turn that corner, you know. And this tournament was a big help for him, I think. So overall, it was a great weekend.
Most of those guys that you see there are guys you're not going to see at any other tournament, really, for the most part. You might see him if you go up to Nebraska one more time here like you do this weekend. But when you look at that and seeing you did have a kid from Republic County that you could possibly see later on this year, but how big is it to just wrestle different kids and get different techniques now?
Oh, it's nice to go up there and see some different faces, you know, get him out of his element a little bit, and we'll see a couple this weekend when we go out to Red Cloud that we saw last weekend, but there'll be some more Kansas teams at this next one, but we'll see some other teams too. So it's nice to be able to get away from the regular people we see all year and figure out what we can do from there.
Yeah, we're talking with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. We'll dive a little bit more into the Red Cloud tournament coming up after the break here on Kitty Country 94.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, as we are still with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, as I mentioned, you do go up to Red Cloud, Nebraska, the tournament there coming up, the Warcat Invitational on Saturday. So you're back onto a weekend tournament here at 9:30 Saturday morning. And we touched upon it a little bit about seeing some different teams, but when you go up to Red Cloud, what do you typically see in that tournament? What kind of tournament do they run, and what are you expecting to see here from Chris this weekend?
Well, the Red Cloud tournament's another round-robin tournament. So we'll get hopefully three or four matches again. And there's a few teams that are pretty good, but usually it's a pretty easy tournament for us, and just a good confidence builder for us. And so Republic County will be there again, I think, this weekend, so we might see that kid again, but or their starter at 170 that's ranked, he might be there. He is at Beloit this weekend, so they brought their JV up to Thayer Central for us, so it might be a little tougher for him there, but other than that, it'll be a good tournament for him again. Get three or four matches, hopefully five, but usually it's been about three or four the last few years, so. And they got girls wrestling there, so we might not have to have as many breaks, hopefully. So,
Jason Noll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in our locker room chat. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck to Chris and the guys up there at Red Cloud this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty. Sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our wrestling locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Landon Kieswetter. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Smith Center.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Landon Kieswetter with us now, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, obviously you knew going into the tournament at Beloit it was going to be a tough weekend, and you did come out with some good finishes for your squad, some medalists. Bentley Montgomery was your top finisher in third place at 138. You had fourth place finish for Will Tucker at 106 as well. And then, fourth place for Luke Franklin at 195 and a sixth place finish for Jake Kirkhoff as well at 182. So four medalists there for you and a lot of kids that picked up wins this weekend in a tough tournament. What were your thoughts about the way the kids wrestled and how tough it was to go out there in that Beloit Invitational?
Overall, I think we wrestled really well. For the most part, everyone got a win. Some of those guys beat some ranked kids, so I think hopefully that gives them some confidence going forward. But overall, I think, our guys that don't have very many wins picked up at least one win, so that's, always a good thing, gives them more confidence. But I think overall we wrestled pretty well.
You talk about confidence, and I think I've talked with some coaches about this tournament in the past. It's like you walk a fine line there because the competition's great and all that, but sometimes you can get down if you continue to lose. So how do you keep them in the right mindset of understanding, hey, this is a really, really tough tournament, and you're going to gain something out of this no matter what happens here, win or loss this weekend?
Yeah, like you said, you can always gain. We always say, winner, we don't really care if you win or lose. It's, if we can learn something during the match or we see you getting better but you still lose, it's still a win in our eyes, but you can still lose the match or whatever. But, just got to stay positive, and, that's where that team aspect comes in, rally around the guys, even if you wrestle a good match and lose it. Just stay positive.
And we're talking with Landon Kieswetter, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here in the locker room chats. We take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Redmond Wrestling here on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center, Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're still with Lanny Keyes-Wetter, the coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, two events this week as you have a duel with Norton coming up on Friday, Thursday, I guess, as you'll go to Norton there for that one, and then see a lot of Mid-Continent League teams there in Waukini then on Friday in the MCL League meet. Just looking at that Norton duel first, what do you want to see from the group there, and what do you expect to see out of Norton in that duel?
I'm hoping we can try to get as many weight classes filled as we can so we can get as many matches. We got a couple kids that maybe can revenge a loss and get a better seed going forward through regionals. But we're just, looking. You got the weekend off, so hopefully they finish, can start finishing with these duels. We wrestle tough and all that, so.
Then the league tournament, like you say, on Friday, what's the league look like this year for you as far as how you stack up with these teams and what do you expect in there in that one in Waukini?
Oh, it's the league's always pretty tough for wrestling, especially, with Hoxie being really up this year. It's, pretty much all we've seen a lot of the ranked teams, MCL teams at Beloit with Plainville and Hill City and some of those in Hoxie. So, it's MCL is still a pretty tough tournament, so they should be able to get a lot of matches. I'm guessing, I don't know if they'll round robin or bracket it, but those should be a lot of good matches.
How exciting is it for you, as a guy that wrestled in high school in the Mid-Continent League and then to coach a team to this tournament and be a part of that league and see this coming up this weekend for your squad?
Oh, it's exciting. You always want to be at the top of the MCL because, and you always like seeing the MCL schools do good state tournament and all that. So it's always good, you know about every school, every coach there. So it's always just a fun time just getting together and wrestling. So.
Lennon Keyes-Wetter, coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us and best of luck at Norton and Waukini this weekend.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 2nd and 3rd. Landmark Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere and Hagee sprayers. Learn about the newest technology, machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We'll be offering free Dicamba certification. Join us February 2nd and 3rd in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location or at landmarkimp.com/events. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.